brought with me, he said, plus about 500 from the city, another 100 ordinary citizens that we armed with those Chandra hammers and spare weapons from our soldiers. And we have 4 different entrances to this cavern complex we need to guard.
Elend closed his eyes.
She'll come, Sazed said.
My lord, Demus said, pulling Elend aside.
This is bad.
I know, Elend said, exhaling softly.
Did you give the men medals?
What we could find, Demus said quietly.
The people didn't think to bring powdered metal with them when they fled Luthadel. We found a couple of noblemen who were allomancers, but they were only copper clouds or seekers.
Elend nodded. He'd bribed or pressed the useful nobleman allomancers into his army already.
We gave those metals to my soldiers, Demus said, but none of them could burn them. Even if we had allomancers, we cannot hold this location, my lord. Not with so few soldiers, not against that many kolos. We'll delay them at first because of the narrow entrances. But, well...
I realize that, Demu, Elend said with frustration. But do you have any other options?
Demu was silent.
I was hoping you'd have some, my lord.
None here, Elend said.
Demu grew grim.
Then we die.
What about faith, Demu? Elend asked.
I believe in the survivor, my lord, but... Well, this looks pretty bad. I felt like a man waiting his turn before the headsman ever since we spotted those kolos. Maybe the survivor doesn't want us to succeed here. Sometimes people just have to die.
Elend turned away, frustrated, clenching and unclenching his fist around the bead of Atium. It was the same problem, the same trouble he always had. He'd failed back during the siege of Luthadel. It had taken Vin to protect the city. He'd failed in Fadrik's city. Only the Kolos getting distracted had rescued him there. A ruler's most basic duty was to protect his people. In this one area, Elend continually felt impotent. Useless.
Why can't I do it? Elend thought with frustration. I spend a year searching out storage caverns to provide food, only to end up trapped with my people starving. I search all that time looking for the Atium, hoping to use it to buy safety for my people, and then I find it too late to spend it on anything. Too late.
He paused, glancing back toward the metal plate in the floor.
Years searching for Atium.
None of the medals Demu had given his soldiers had worked. Elend had been working under the assumption that Demu's group would be like the other Mistfallen back in Urto, that they'd be composed of all kinds of mistings. Yet there had been something different about Demu's group. They had fallen sick for far longer than the others. Elend pushed forward, rushing past Sazed, grabbing a handful of beads. A vast wealth, unlike anything any man had ever possessed. Valuable for its rarity, valuable for its economic power, valuable for its allomancy.
Demu, he snapped, rising and tossing the bead to him. Eat this.
Demu frowned.
My lord? Eat it, Elend said.
Demu did as asked. He stood for a moment.
280 men, Elend thought. Sent away from my army because of all the ones who fell sick, they were the most sick. 16 days. 280 men. 1/16 of those who fell sick. 1 out of 16 allomantic metals.
Yeoman had proved that there was such a thing as an Atium misting. If Elend hadn't been so distracted, he would have made the connection earlier. If 1 out of 16 who fell sick remained that way the longest, would that not imply that they'd gained the most powerful of the 16 abilities?
Demu looked up, eyes widening. And Elend smiled.
Vin hovered outside the cavern, watching with dread as the Kolos approached. They were already in a blood frenzy. Ruin had that much control over them. There were thousands upon thousands of them. The slaughter was about to begin.
Vin cried out as they drew closer,
throwing herself against ruin again, trying to drive her power to destroy the thing. As before, she was rebuffed. She felt herself screaming, trembling as she thought about the impending deaths below. It would be like the tsunami deaths on the coast, only worse. For these were people she knew, people she loved. She turned back toward the entrance. She didn't want to watch, but she wouldn't be able to do anything else. Herself was everywhere. Even if she pulled her nexus away, she knew that she'd still feel the deaths, that they would make her tremble and weep. From within the cavern, echoing, she sensed a familiar voice.
"Today, men, I ask of you your lives."
Vin hovered down, listening, though she couldn't see into the cavern because of the metals in the rock. She could hear, however. If she'd had eyes, she would have been crying, she knew.
"I ask of you your lives," Ellen said, voice echoing, "and your courage. I ask of you your faith and your honor, your strength and your compassion. For today I lead you to die. I will not ask you to welcome this event. I will not insult you by calling it well or just or even glorious. But I will say this. Each moment you fight is a gift to those in this cavern. Each second we fight is a second longer that thousands of people can draw breath. Each stroke of the sword, each colossus felled, each breath earned is a victory. It is a person protected for a moment longer, a life extended, an enemy frustrated."
There was a brief pause.
"In the end, they will kill us,"
Ellen said, voice loud, ringing in the cavern.
"But first, they shall fear us."
The men yelled at this, and Vin's enhanced mind could pick out around 250 distinct voices. She heard them split, rushing toward the different cavern entrances. A moment later, someone appeared from the front entrance near her. A figure in white slowly stepped out into the ash, brilliant white cape fluttering. He held a sword in one hand.
"Elend,"
she tried to cry at him.
"No, go back. Charging them is madness. You'll be killed."
Ellen stood tall, watching the waves of Kolos as they approached, trampling down the black ash, an endless sea of death with blue skin and red eyes. Many carried swords, the others just bore rocks and lengths of